Continuing with our art theme this morning, we talked to another director who is a dear friend of ours and a wonderful museum in our region. Diane Forsberg is the museum director for the Arkell Museum in Canajoharie. We talk about Charles Birchfield this morning, best known today for his fantastic watercolor landscapes. But from November 1921 to August 1929, he worked at the M.H. Burge & Sons Company, eventually becoming one of their best wallpaper designers. His designs were so highly regarded that they printed his name in the selvage. He based many of his early designs on watercolors that he had produced in Salem, Ohio. Later designs were either company-determined variations on traditional themes or imaginative designs based on his special view of nature. So the new exhibit at the Arkell in Canajoharie is Surrounded, Sampling Birchfield's Wallpaper. It has works from the collection, including color variations of wallpapers produced with rollers, original painted designs for wallpapers, and coordinating fabrics. We welcome Museum Director Diane Forsberg and Steve Larson, co-owner of Adelphi Paper Hangings, who will talk about the tour of his company, scheduled for July 25th. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Always wonderful to see you and to talk about what is happening at the Arkell. So how did you get into a wallpaper mood?
Well, we have one work by Charles Birchfield. It is called Dawn Over the City, and it is an industrial view of the city of Buffalo. It was created the very year he stopped designing wallpaper. So it was the beginning of him becoming a fine artist. And the Birchfield Penny Art Center had this wonderful exhibit on wallpaper. I think that Nancy Weekly, the curator, first presented this exhibition, Surrounded, Sampling Birchfield's Wallpaper, in 2010. And so they recreated it again for us and added some things. Specifically, what they added was some amazing drawings, preparatory drawings, that led into him creating that wonderful landscape, Dawn Over the City. So we have those as well as wallpaper in this exhibition. I often start with something from the permanent collection, you know, when we're planning to borrow from other institutions, and borrow things that help us better understand what we already have.
So in other words, you're in this case, you're almost starting from the end of the story.
Yes.
And then working backwards.
Right.
So what was that excavation of finding out of what led to that and how much was known about this, as you say, the former exhibit, but of the work that was out there?
Well, Nancy Weekly really put this exhibition together. I mean, this really is very similar to the exhibition she did in 2010. What is new in the staff at the Birchfield Penny Art Center really helped with this is pairing it with the drawings that they had recently been gifted that were the preparatory sketches for our watercolor. So we just sort of put those two ideas together. And it's interesting, they're both concepts you don't usually think of with Birchfield Penny. One is most people don't know that he designed wallpaper for a good 8 years. And they also don't really think of industrial views like the one we have in our collection. It's a very interesting work. It's very different from his views of nature. It's got a dark, dark sky, and then this sliver of coral with the sun rising, and this dark industrial scene underneath. So to see these different sides of him, I think, is really fascinating, and we just sort of put them together. He was actually seeing this view of the industrial side of Buffalo in the early morning as he traveled by bus from his suburban home into work in the morning. So I wonder if any of those sketches were actually done on the bus on the way into work.
You want it to be that, right?
I do.
That
I do.
Sounds like a great, that makes a great story, of course. In this idea of, I want to, perhaps it's not necessary, but I'm curious as to the definition of wallpaper, because we think of what we have now. You go down, you go down to the home center, and there are these books, and you look at them. So, are we talking about something similar to that, or is this a very different a very different animal.
It is similar to that, but I think you should ask Steve.
Okay. Steve is in the paper hanging business. So, is that basically what we're talking about of how we look at what Birchfield did and compare it to that of today? It's still the essential same idea.
Some of it's the same, and some of it's quite different. At the exhibit, there's examples of both a pre-industrial revolution manufacturing technique called block printing, and then there are most of the pieces in the show are machine printed. What we do at Adelphi Paper Hangings is we block print a wallpaper, which I say is quite different. It's all hand done. It's very labor intensive. And around the mid 19th century, machine printing took over. Wallpaper became much less expensive, and it became much more popular. And so by the time Birchfield was working in the 20s, the look of the paper is similar to what you would find in some places today. Of course, there's been other technologies that have come on since then, but it's an interesting show because it shows the two side by side.
How would an artist get involved in that, in wanting to apply the art to that of wall hangings?
Well, as far as Birchfield goes, I mean, he was contracted to work for Birch. There are large wallpaper companies that have designers. There's a lot of freelance designers. We get contacted sometimes by freelance designers offering designs. There's many ways to approach that.
There is going to be a tour, and we'll talk to Steve about this. But just how is Diane, the tour comes as part of the experience. If you come, mm-hmm. you see the exhibit, and then you go on the tour. Is that how
yes,
it works?
Yes, this coming Saturday at 1:00, we'll start out with a tour of the exhibition that will let you see Birchfield's wallpaper designs. Actually, some of his original gouache works that went into the designs for both wallpaper and sometimes for drapery, coordinating fabrics for mm-hmm. wallpaper. And we also have some of the watercolors that he did. We have a watercolor that he did in 1917, which really was the inspiration for his first wallpaper pattern, Birches, which is also part of the exhibit. So they'll get that introduction to Birchfield and look at the various different works. There is a wood block printed work that is quite large. It's a enormous scene of a British, fox hunt. And that work is actually made with 214 or 15 blocks. It's really quite complex. And I guess there's over 400 colors, which I find quite amazing, and I have trouble grasping even as I look at it. And I hope Steve can explain more about that process. So they'll take a look at that, and then they'll get to see the block printing done at Adelphi, too.
Yes. Adelphi, we steer clear of any scenics that involve more than 20 blocks. So there won't be anything like that. But the tour will go through the various steps of how we produce a block printed paper from brushing the background color on the paper, letting it dry, and then printing. And when we print one color at a time. On a roll. And so we print one color, let it dry, take it down, print the next color, and proceed through the various steps. How machine printing changed that was that machine printing printed all of the colors in rapid succession so that the colors actually rather ran together. They had to make the paints thinner, so the paints were rather translucent, where our paints are more opaque. During the tour, we'll show people the various stages of the printing process.
What's the time frame in putting it? By the time it's gone through all the colors and
well, it depends on how complex the pattern is. At the moment, we're printing a pattern with one printed color. Yesterday, we just printed a test print with. A pattern that has 24 blocks and 14 colors, and that's just the test print took a good week.
Wow! And then once it goes, how many rolls? Is it rolls? Is
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how mm-hmm. many rolls would that yield?
Well,
as many as you want it to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, standard orders are from 10 to 25 rolls, but we've had up to 170.
Wow,
which gets a little monotonous, but
we were just as we wrap up, Diane. We were just talking to Aaron Coe from The Hide, as you know, and we were talking about how you bridge these exhibits together, and not only from one exhibit to another that may be going on at the same time in the museum, but also to your permanent collection or to the community at large. And I assume mm-hmm. you're obviously doing that here as well.
Yes. I mean, one of the things I liked about this exhibition was that not only did it relate to the watercolor by Birchfield in our collection, but I did know about Adelphi, and I'd never been there. And I thought that we could pull in other people who had that interest in wallpaper, and I could learn more about wallpaper. The community could learn more about wallpaper, and we could make that link. You know, Sharon Springs is just, you know, down the road or up the hill from Canna Jihari. So it's nice to make those connections out in the community when we put on new exhibitions. I like doing that all the time.
Well, the name of the exhibit is Surrounded, Sampling Birchfield's Wallpaper at the Arkell in Canna Jihari. It is on display through September 20th, and you can find out more information going to arkellmuseum.com, including information on the tour with Steve Larson, co-owner of Adelphi Paper Hangings, who will be talking about this work and his work at Adelphi on July 25th. And you can find out more about all of this at arkellmuseum.com. Steve and Diane, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here.
Okay, it's great to be here. Come in September. We have William Joyce, Guardians of Childhood, exhibition.
And you'll come back and tell us about that?
I would love to.
I consider it an invitation. Excellent. Arkellmuseum.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.